seeds.
An historic vote for health care.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Today, Democrats are cleaning up the champagne and party hats after an exciting finish for the health care overhaul. They say uninsured Americans will benefit from the bill passed late last night. Republicans had many a get-together yesterday as well and vowed to fight this bill at the ballot box with other legislative measures in November. Both sides agree the healthcare business in this country is about to change big time. Marketplace's healthcare reporter Gregory Warner joins us live this morning from the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning, Steve.
So what's the impact on hospitals and doctors with this bill?
Well, hospitals are getting exactly what they've desperately wanted, is more patients with insurance who are better able to pay their bills. On the doctor side of things, we're facing a shortage of nurses and primary care doctors in this country, and this bill gives insurance to 30 million new people. Even if most of those people are pretty healthy, that's going to increase pressure and demand, at least in the short term.
All right, so millions of new customers. The insurance industry must be singing this morning, Gregory.
I called Dan Mendelsohn, who's a strategic healthcare advisor in Washington, and yeah, he's pretty upbeat.
That could potentially be great for the industry. It's a challenge. It's an opportunity. It's one that they need to rise to.
He says insurers do have more restrictions in the short term, but they'll also get a lot more customers. Probably, though, the insurance industry's biggest concern is that this bill doesn't do enough to control costs.
All right. So what about, then, the cost of care?
I mean, in healthcare, look, there's costs you can see and the costs you, the patient, can't see. For instance, I know how much my copay is, but not how much my CAT scan cost. This bill does a lot about those costs you can see. So insurance premiums will be more controlled. Drug prices for seniors will be more affordable. But other provisions aren't there. So in the final hour, Democrats dropped a provision that would have allowed Medicare from negotiating for cheaper drugs, like Canada and other countries do it.
Marketplace's Gregory Warner reporting live from our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia. Gregory, thanks.
My pleasure.
We mentioned at the top the GOP has made no secret of their disdain for this particular piece of legislation, and some Republicans are vowing to repeal it. We continue our coverage of the business of a health care overhaul with Marketplace's Brett Neely joining us live from our Washington studio. Good morning, Brett.
Morning, Steve.
Can Republicans do that? Can they repeal health care reform?
Well, Senator John McCain was on Good Morning America just a few minutes ago calling for a repeal, but it's kind of hard to imagine. I mean, the Republicans will have to take a majority in either the Senate or House of Representatives in November. And even if they win a chamber, they probably won't have the large majorities the Democrats do right now. Then they'd have to pass a bill repealing health care, and President Obama would have to sign that into law. Plus, the bill is engineered to be pretty hard to reverse. Some of the popular parts of it will come into effect within the next few months. Insurance companies won't be able to drop children with pre-existing conditions, and the industry will have to stop putting lifetime caps on coverage. I think that's going to be a hard sell to voters to say, we're taking away your coverage.
So then what about the opposite of repeal? I mean, let's say, what are the chances it gets expanded over time?
Well, if the history of programs like Social Security and Medicare are any guide, I think that expansion is far more likely. Regardless about how you feel about those programs, once in place, they've steadily grown. Even Republicans expanded Medicare. They added that big prescription drug benefit for seniors during the Bush administration. I think what you'll see is that when there are gaps in health care coverage, the parties will compete to deliver what voters want, and the solutions will be different, Democrat or Republican, but this is the framework that everyone is going to debate within now.
Marketplace's Brett Neely reporting this morning from Washington. Brett, thanks.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Vanguard, reacting to the stock market is investing. Taking stock in long term is vanguarding. More about vanguarding at vanguard.com.
Let's check the numbers. Markets in Europe are down by nearly 1% right now. Investors not so happy with India's Reserve Bank hiking interest rates late in the day Friday. In Asia, shares were mostly mixed today, although the Hang Seng lost more than 2%. Wall Street last week, the NASDAQ was up about 0.5%. The S&P and Dow up about 0.5% for the entire week. Well, if you're flying British Airways today, security screening is the least of your concerns. Thousands of passengers face delays and cancellations after a strike by flight attendants. They're angry over pay and staffing levels. And as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London, fewer planes in the air means the accusations have gone airborne.
The fog of war has descended on the dispute, with the two sides making contradictory claims. The union says its actions had a crippling effect. Only 9 cabin crews turned up at Heathrow yesterday. British Airways says that's nonsense. They say around 600 flight attendants reported for duty. The union argues BA is flying a skeleton service with near-empty planes. Yesterday's flight to Miami was only 20% full. 3 out of the 6 flights to New York's JFK were cancelled. But BA's boss, Willie Walsh, in a recorded statement on YouTube, claimed he was beating the strike.
We promised that we would keep BA flying. That's exactly what we've done. And I'm delighted that so many people in British Airways have come together to make sure that we keep the flag flying.
He says the airline is still flying 49,000 passengers a day, 60% of the usual traffic. But BA faces more turmoil at the end of this week with the start of a further 4-day strike. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, Australian researchers say you may not be getting what you think when you pick out a pricey bottle of red or white. Cosmos magazine reports a team of investigators used scientific carbon dating to determine whether vineyards are honest about marketing a wine from a certain year. The researchers say up to 5% of wines are not from the year the label reports. The conclusion? Some wines indeed may be sold before their time or after. Hey, check us out online, marketplace.org. Share your thoughts with us there. And of course, grab the podcast while you're online at marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.